Today's parable is on one level about our sinfulness before God, about our inability to put God in our debt, about our need for repentance. But it is also, in fact, I think it is primarily a hopeful story. It is a hopeful story because the tax collector goes down to his home justified. He goes down to his home justified not because he has an impressive moral and spiritual CV to place before God's attention. He goes down to his home justified not because he has an impressive list of achievements to show to God. He goes down to his home justified not because he is a religious insider. He goes down to his home justified not because he is able to compare himself favorably with other people before God. No, he goes down to his home justified because he comes before God in honesty, in humility, in simplicity, and in repentance. And so this parable is primarily a hopeful story, because we too can go down to our homes justified. We too can go down to our homes with God's blessing, if only we come before him in honesty, in humility, in simplicity, and in repentance. God doesn't want us to come before him reciting a list of our achievements. God doesn't want us to come before him brandishing a list of good deeds. That's not to say that we shouldn't aspire to good deeds, of course we should. But rather we should never think that we can offer God a bribe, that we can offer God a dishonest sacrifice. God doesn't want us to come before him asserting our respectability. The God revealed in Jesus appears to be profoundly uninterested in our respectability. God wants nothing more or less than for us to come before him as we are. This is not the place for us to assert our respectability. It is rather the place where we can be honest about our failings and shortcomings before the one who bore our failings and shortcomings on the cross. This is not the place where we need to hide our brokenness. This is not the place where we need to hide our wounds. It is rather the place where we can come broken and wounded before the one who was broken and wounded for our salvation, before the one in whose wounds we are healed. We can be justified, we can be accepted, we can be blessed by God if we only come before God in simplicity, in humility, and in repentance. We can be justified, we can be accepted, and we can be blessed by God if we only come as we really are to our Heavenly Father, to whom, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.